نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me this opportunity of being with you far away in America.
Canada.
In America, North America, Canada. This is the first time ever that I have come to this country, Canada. The verse I recited belongs to Surah Baqarah, at the end of this Surah. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks mankind, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ Be afraid of the day, come to the path of taqwa, come to the path of Allah's satisfaction. To be prepared for that day, تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ When you will be taken back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you like it or not, you have to be taken back. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ Then every nafs, every person, lady or a gentleman, every nafs will be given back what it earned. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ They will be given their due sawab, due reward. What do we earn in this world? Everybody knows it. He cannot carry his household things. He cannot carry his building. He cannot carry his car, however much costly it can be. Everybody understands that. But our Prophet informed, every act done for the pleasure of Allah is the thing you can earn. Eating is not earning, but if you eat following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this becomes an earning for akhirah. No other religion prescribes such detailed instructions relating to somebody to be followed. We have the very clear instruction in the Holy Quran. All you declare, you proclaim, you inform the whole mankind. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ If you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي Then follow me. He has been instructed to say these in a manner very important. قُلْ You say, you proclaim, you declare, you come, approach every individual and tell him, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ If you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي Then follow me. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ He will forgive your pitfalls, will forgive your sins, mistakes. اللَّهُ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ This is a very famous verse of the Holy Quran. How to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Just following his prophet's straits. He ate sitting in sitting position. Eating on a chair is allowed provided the food remains above like this. If the food is down on the floor, it is not right. But the sunnah is sitting on the floor. Our Prophet's great saying, Akulu kamai akulu ab. I eat as a slave eats. Allahu Akbar. Akulu, I eat, kamai akulu abdu. The way a slave eats before his master. He was constantly aware of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many great scholars of Islam, it is found that they fear to stretch their legs when they are in the bed. They are on the bed on the right side, the 2 feet are folded together. They cannot make it straight. They feel afraid whether it becomes something displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The concern that he is watching me at every instant doesn't allow them to stretch their legs even. They sit like a poor servant. You have called somebody in Canada and America, we can't give the correct example. Many taxi drivers are highly educated. But there in Bangladesh, India, Pakistan, there are the rickshaw pullers, very poor people. If you call them, have you eaten something for the lunch time? He says, no. What is the fare? 10 taka. Give him 20 taka. Look at his face and feel sorry. You invite him for lunch. Asho, Amar Bashai Cholo. Come, go to my house. I will feed you, I will give you the lunch. He comes, you bring him up, dining chair table is spread, the food is spread over the table. You ask him, sit here. He stands, doesn't obey you. You say, sit down. He says, nah, sir. That is, yes. He's standing. His poverty makes him think, I am usually not called for lunch in places like this. Today this gentleman has called me, I have to behave properly. So he doesn't sit. You go back, come back again with the food. Hello, you haven't taken a seat and I told you, occupy one's chair. No sir, give me a small stool, I will sit on that. He doesn't obey you, apparently. But actually it is modesty which makes him behave like this. You cannot make him sit in a chair because he feels too much afraid, ashamed, beyond adab. Would you like him or dislike him? He has not obeyed your instructions. Sit down. He is not sitting on the chair. Apparently he is disobeying you. You like him or you dislike him? Like him, why? It's a sign of modesty. He is aware where is his status and where is the status of this man who has brought him to the other. So you like it. On the other hand, the same rickshaw puller, you just went in, you came back, you find he is putting 1 foot above the other and sitting like this. Very posture makes you angry. Hey, why have you sat on the chair? Gaddab, you don't have adab. Isn't that the case? If he on his own stretches, he sits on the chair, ready to eat with you, he is going beyond limits. He says, poor rickshaw, I have called him, he should stand. If you love the first one, you become angry with the last one. Why? Why are you angry with the first person? Because he realizes what is his position, what is his status. That is why he doesn't want to sit. Our Prophet was the greatest of all prophets, alayhi wasalam. He used to say, I am the son of Adam, I am the son of Ibrahim. They say that Ibrahim alayhi salam prayed for a prophet to be sent. Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulam minhum yatlu alayhim ayatika wa yu'allimuhumul kitaba wal hikmata wa yuzakkihim innaka antal azizul hakim. Surah Baqarah. Many of you have this memorized. He made 3 prayers. First one, Rabbana taqabbal minna. He was rebuilding the Kaaba with his son Ismail alayhi salam. And the prayer was uttered at that time. Rabbana taqabbal minna, our Rabb, our supplication giver, our sustainer, taqabbal minna, accept from us. Innaka anta samil alim. That was the first prayer. Second, Rabbana waj'alna muslimaini laka. Make us two, myself and my son Ismail. Make us two. Abash fihim rasulam minhum. Third, second one is this. Rabbana waj'alna muslimaini laka. Make us to your devout servants, fully submitted to you. He is praying to Allah. make me and my son Ismail such that we submit ourselves totally to you. وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. And make a community in my four families, in my generation. وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا. Manasik is really translated to mean the masail of Hajj. But in a broader sense, this means all the religious orders and suborders. The third prayer concerns the sending about the Prophet. Third prayer is رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Send in my progeny a Prophet who will do four things. يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ. He will recite your verses before them. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ. Will teach the meaning of the book. وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Will teach them wisdom. And he will purify them. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. This prayer was referred to by our Prophet. I have been sent as an answer of my old parents, old father, Ibrahim. Our Prophet used to say, I have been sent by him. But he also said, I am the top of all prophets, Aba Fakhr. I am at the top of all prophets. I am not saying this to express pride, only to state the facts. The fact is, I am in the generation of Ibrahim, and Allah has made me at the top position. This I am disclosing only to give you correct information, not to show my pride. I am not proud. He was never proud. He was the greatest of all prophets. But his actions were sublimest, modestest. No person can attain this status of modesty. So his lying down was a symbol. His eating was a symbol. The famous saying is, Akulu kama yakulab. I eat as a servant eats, as a slave eats. Wala akulu muttakiyan. I don't eat reclining over a chair. This is also there. I don't eat. So this makes those who eat on the table afraid. Is it then forbidden to eat on the chair table? Maulana Abdul Raksab used to say, no. You can eat the way you usually eat on a dining table. The chairs are set there. The food remains on the upper side. It's allowed. But we want to be on the preferred state. What is the preferred state? Sit on the ground. The most humble position. So our Prophet was the most modest of all persons ever on the earth. We have heard the famous saying, Ummul Mumineen Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha narrates, the Prophet used to say prayers at night, nafal prayers, for so long periods, his feet would be swollen. I asked him, Ya Rasulallah, Allah has forgiven your past and present and future. Why do you walk so hard for nafal prayers? The saying of our Prophet was, Afala kuna abdan shakura, shall I not be a thankful, modest servant of Allah, grateful servant of Allah. Shall I not be a grateful servant of Allah? Afala akuna abdan shakura. Shall I not be an abd who makes much shukr? So to him this was the symbol of obedience, symbol of modesty. Maulana Abrar Haq Sahib used to say, the activities showed by a prophet, the sunnah of our prophet, are ajmal, more beautiful, akmal, more perfect, ashal, most easy. Whatever the Prophet did is the easiest of things, simplest of things, perfectest of things, most perfect manners. So Maulana Abdul Haq Sahib visited Bangladesh in 1981. He was there as a guest of another Khalifa, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi, Bangladeshi, Hafiz Ji Huzur, Hafiz Maulana Muhammadullah. So the two great personalities were sitting in the host house in Dhaka, Haji Habib from Azamgarh, UP. So the two were discussing the adab of eating such big shots. They were talking on the sunnah of the Prophet. The gentleman who was their host, a millionaire, Haji Habib Sahib, ab chale gaye, rahmatullah alayhi, he questioned in the middle, you are talking so much about eating on the floor. Now that we eat on a, we feed ourselves, we take food on a chair and table, is it forbidden? मान आप लोग सब फरमाते हैं खा सकते हो खाना ऊपर रहता है यू मे ईट ऑन ए डाइनिंग टेबल इज ऑल राइट बिकॉज द फूड रिमेन्स इन ए मोर टॉप पोजिशन इट इज नॉट इन रिकमेंडेड दैट यू कीप द फूड एट ए फूड स्टेप एंड ईट लाइक दिस बट व्हेन यू आर सिटिंग देन इट्स ऑल राइट लेकिन हम तो बैठ के खाए मिट्टी पर बैठ के खाएंगे मान आप लोग सब रिप्लाई खा सकते हो यू कैन टेक फूड ऑन ए डाइनिंग टेबल लेकिन हम तो नीचे बैठ के खाएंगे वो हमारे प्रॉफिट से सुनना है इट इज अलाउड टू ईट ऑन अ डाइनिंग टेबल बट वी विल फॉलो आवर प्रॉफिट दैट्स इट फाइन इट्स अ मैटर विद अ रिक्शा और अ लोली पर्सन इफ ही डजंट बिहेव इन प्रॉपरली वी टेक हिम टू टास्क इमीडिएटली बेटा यू आर सो लिटिल यू आर सच अ पुअर सो आई हैव कॉल्ड यू टू माय हाउस यू आर सेट ऑन द डाइनिंग चेयर गेट डाउन यू आर एंग्री विद द सेकंड वन But you are happy with the first one. He has not obeyed. You are commanding him, sit on the chair. He says, no, sir, please give me a tool. No, sir. He is apparently disobeying you. But actually, his signs are signs of modesty. Our Prophet was the simplest in his manners, easiest. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the ideal. In kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni. The words are put in the mouth of our Prophet. Say like this, here are the utterances I prescribe for you. In kuntum tuhibbuna Allah, fattabi'uni, yuhibbukum Allah, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, Allahu ghafur rahim. Every act that is done with iman and following the Prophet. So the first thing is iman. Second, following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If these two are combined, we do some activity following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with iman, This is the earning for the life of the hereafter. This will grow to the grave. $10,000 notes, $100 notes in so much amount, you keep in a grave, will it go to the akhirat account? Account is closed. If you spend this money on the poor for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not showing them off, this becomes sneaky. How to convert? By say to sneaky, If the paisa is spent away in the path of Allah to earn His satisfaction with iman, then this is a foreign exchange you have earned. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, the ulama speak about neki, neki. Neki is a Farsi word which means sawab. Neki means sawab in Arabic. But you don't understand, you don't follow them. You say, ulama khali neki, neki kehte hain. In old Dhaka, they speak in Urdu. Bole sahab, neki neki karan, teka kam nahi bokon. Teka means paisa. Neki neki karan, teka kam nahi bokon. How will I get taka? We don't want neki. Mala Ashraf Ali Thanvi used to explain. Neki, what it is, I tell you. What is the foreign exchange? As you know from here, the name of the taka in Dollars is American dollars. What about in Canada? Canadian dollars? In India, rupiah. In Bangladesh, taka. Come, I will tell you what is the real situation. Money name in Bangladesh is taka. In India, rupiah. In America, dollar. In Canada, Canadian dollar. The name of the currency of the other world is Niki. What is that world? Turjauna fihi lallah. The life after death. This is so much advocated for the whole Quran. وَبِالْ آخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوْقِنُونَ بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا This is in Surah A'la. سَبِّهِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْعَلَى You have a verse there. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى I am standing now because Maulana Abdul Sahib used to say, when you are talking, And quoting from the Quran, it's all right that you are in a sitting position, everybody is sitting down. But when you take the Quran from the audience, he is reciting. Show respect to the one who is reciting verses from the Holy Quran. That is why I am standing here. It's a lesson from Maulana Abdul Sahib. When you talk, you recite, you quote from the Quran, it's all right. But when you ask somebody, the one on the audience sitting on the floor, recite the Quran, you show him respect. How to do that? Stand up. That is my understanding. Well, to usirun al hayat al dunya, al akhiratu khayrun wa abqa. Nay, you give preference to the life of this world. Akhirah is much better and everlasting. So the Prophet's message is the message given by every Prophet. The message that will be brought back before Allah is the message of Islam. Every Prophet informed about this. وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. Then, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. All Prophets spoke the truth. وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. What's the meaning? All Prophets spoke the truth. What truth? You are going to die. And then you are coming back before your Creator one day. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمَنْ تُرْجَوْنَ فِي اللَّهِ. All Prophets gave this news. Our Prophet gave testimony to the truthfulness of all other Prophets. There is a verse in the Holy Quran. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ وَيَقُولُونَ أَإِنَّا لَتَارِكُوا آلِهَتِنَا لِشَاعِرٍ مَجْنُونَ بَلْ جَاءَ بِالْحَقِّ وَصَدَّقَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving an answer to the question of the kuffar. This man is asking us to forsake our so many gods for one. أَإِنَّا لَتَارِكُوا آلِهَتِنَا لِشَاعِرٍ مَجْنُونَ. Shall we forsake so many of our gods for this fellow who is talking about one God? لا إله إلا الله. They don't believe in it. إِنَّهُمْ إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. They show arrogance. وَيَقُولُونَ, and they say, أَإِنَّا لَتَارِكُوا آلِهَتِنَا لِشَاعِرٍ مَجْنُونَ. Shall we forsake our father's religion of so many gods and goddesses for this gentleman or for this man who says, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, only one God. The quotation of the Kafir's comments is a wonderful part of the Holy Quran. Here in Surah Swafat, أَإِنَّا لَتَارِكُوا آلِهَتِنَا لِشَاعِرٍ مَجْنُونَ. In other words, أَجَعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا. This Muhammad has made so many gods into a single one. Then Allah says, no, he has come with the supreme truth. بَلْ جَاءَ بِالْحَقِّ وَصَدَّقَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. He has come with the perfectest truth, real truth, ultimate truth. وَصَدَّقَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. He has given testimony, all prophets were true. No other religion gives this testimony. Christians don't give that. Our religion consists in giving recognition to all the prophets. We have to believe in all the books. We have not to follow. We have to believe in all the prophets. Somebody says, speak about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why speak about Isa, Musa? They are gone. We don't believe in that. His iman will not be perfect. Believe in all the prophets, not following their sharia. Sharia is only Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, he is not a madman. He is not a poet. He has come to express the supreme truth. بَلْ جَاءَ بِالْحَقِّ وَصَدَّقَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. He has given testimony that all prophets spoke the truth. All prophets have been given special honor. This we will not find in the Bibles, neither in the Old Testament, which the Jews follow along with the Christians, nor neither in the New Testament. Our Prophet came with the supreme truth, لا إله إلا الله, and وَصَدَّقَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. He attested to the truthfulness of all prophets. In Surah Yasin is صَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. The Prophet spoke the truth about Akhirah. In Surah Swafat is about the testimony. No, Muhammad has come with the supreme truth. بَلْ جَاءَ بِالْحَقِّ وَصَدَّقَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And he gave testimony that all prophets were true prophets. This is not there in any other religion. So whatever our Prophet taught us to do, if we do things, one, with iman, only to please Allah, ikhlas, and following the sunnah of the Prophet, that becomes an earning for hereafter. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ. مَا كَسَبَتْ means what it earned. What it can earn, every activity done according to the sunnah is our foreign exchange earner, earning niki, the exchange of the hereafter. He said, 10,000 taka, you cannot convert it. How to convert it? Spend in the path of Allah. Earn it, earn necessary. You want to do something for your father in the grave in South America, in the southern tip of Chile, near the South Pole, you are in Bangladesh or India. I tell you the way, Manathanvi says, I tell you the story. How to send some gifts to your parents who are lying in the grave in south tip of South America. He says, take 5,000 taka. Come out at night after Isha prayers. This house, there's a widow, very poor. This house contains a young man, but ill, so that he cannot maintain his family. Here is a rickshawala, here is an old person, here is a... Give it to them. And then when you come back, just say, Allah, I have spent 5,000 taka to earn your satisfaction. Please give this off to my father, who is lying in a grave at the southern tip near South America. He says, it has reached. Manathanvi says, it has reached. You have not sat on a masala. You have not raised hands. You just walk as you walk while you're talking on the mobile. Has Allah to be dialed for a mobile? You just say, Allah, this is for my father. He says, it has reached. Who is the person? Ashraf Ali Thanvi. It has reached your father. Then he adds a beautiful word, but I know you will not do it. You will say, I have spent so much money, nobody has seen it. People should know that I have done this. Manathanvi then gives the medicine. I know this is the correct way to spend for his satisfaction upon the poor, upon the dear ones also. Even spending on your children is sawab, Islam declares. As long as this doesn't go beyond the limit, it doesn't become a matter of luxury, basic necessities. Spending on the poor, spending on the needy, spending on the orphans. So they have to be done to earn the satisfaction of Allah, not to show off. If the show off comes in, it becomes distorted. How to convert your dollars into neki? Spend it. How to spend it? The Quran speaks about this many, many times. If you recite Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa hu al-hayyul qayyum, that is the Ayatul Kursi, ila al-akhir ayah. What is the verse just before that? Before Ayatul Kursi starts, the verse is, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu anfiqu mimma razaqnakum min qabli an yatiya yawmun la bay'un fi wa la khullatun wa la shafa. O believers, spend from what I have given you as your risk. Spend from that. Before that day comes in, what is that day? La bay'un fi. This day, no transactions will be accepted. No transaction. Money cannot earn anything for you on that day. La bay'un fi. Wa la khullatun. No relationship. Ye mera chacha, ye mera abba. No relationship will avail. Wala khullatun, wala shafa. Nobody's shufarish should be accepted. In the world, shufarish or recommendation from somebody helps us very much. I was happy that I am going to get the passport. Somebody says in Bangladesh, not me, I got it so easily. I couldn't find any way. But then I found a gentleman who is a friend of the Saudi ambassador in Dhaka. Just telephoned him, the next day I got the visa. The American ambassador. He's shuparish. He spoke for you. The Quran declares, La bayun fi, no transaction. Wala khullatun, no relationship. No relative can benefit another relative. Wala khullatun, wala shafa'a, no intersection. Wal kafiruna humul zalimun. Believers, disbelievers are the real oppressors. Then starts, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. After this, in Surah Baqarah, there are many verses concerning spending for the earth of Allah. How to convert your dollar into neki? To spend it on the poor, on the needy, for the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's about the money makers and money doers. Those who don't have any money, how can we get neki? Sitting in such a gathering is earning neki at every second. Where are you sitting? In a small gathering, in a room. Why are you sitting here? To learn manners and to learn how Allah will be pleased. Number one is sitting like this. Our Prophet declares, whenever Muslims gather together to talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His prophets, akhirat, angels encompass them. Allah's rahmat descends upon them. Khas, sakina descends upon them. Maulana Abul Qasim used to narrate this hadith al-Qudsi very much. He would say, this gathering is surrounded by the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody says, how many angels came to that building, 203, this afternoon? I didn't see anyone. He's making laughter. It's a dangerous crime. Not believing in angels, and then again questioning how many angels came there. This is a part of our faith. What are the main pillars of faith? Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi, his angels, ka command number 2. Wa kutubihi, his books. Wa rusulihi, his prophets. Wa liyawmi l'akhir, the last day. Wa al-qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala taqdeer. And the last one, wa al-ba'as ba'd al-mawt. 7 main pillars. There are bunches thereof. Many of these. See, somebody doesn't believe in angels. It is simply impossible. He has not become a Muslim properly. So the angels surround us. They pray for us. Every second spent in such a gathering is neki. Even if I don't speak, I remain silent. Even if you remain silent, the angels are asking the akhirat account to add. They are adding every second. If you say Subhanallah, 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 you are earning neki. Your akhirat account is being filled with the foreign currency of akhirat. Hafizji Huzur was a wonderful man. While speaking like this, he would say, let us say 10 Subhanallah, 10 Alhamdulillah, 10 Allahu Akbar, 10 La ilaha illallah, 10 Istighfar, 10 Durushir. Let us do it. Subhanallah, 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 Subhanallah. Subhanallah, 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 Subhanallah. I recited 11 times. In Tasbih Fatimi, there is 33, 33, 33. Doesn't matter. Manabrak Sahib used to say, there is a special medicine. But even saying Subhanallah thrice is a very important neki. You dream you are making tawaf of Kaaba. Will it earn you any neki? You are dreaming you are visiting Makkah Sharif every night. Will it bring you a neki? But when you are alive, say Subhanallah. This is a greater neki than dreaming. Dreams cannot earn us neki. Though the dream may be such, that wonderful dream I saw this night. I was making a tawaf. Then I made the after Wajib tawaf, I made another tawaf. Sleep is broken. Has he earned any neki? No. These are beautiful dreams. Even if you dream Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's an opportunity of feeling happy. But that doesn't earn neki. Neki will be done only if you are awake and then intentionally do it. Your mind and heart doesn't want to utter Subhanallah. You are so tired. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. With much difficulty, much against the wish. But that's a neki. So he used to say, don't be fall behind the dreams. Be a zakir while you are alive. As long as you are alive, you are not in sleep. And the sleep also has been talked about as an ibadah. If you make wazu, if you sleep on the right side, and if you can possibly utter something from the Quran. Amana Rasul Imam Zila Ilayim Rabbi Wal Muinun. The last part of Surah Baqarah is recommended. If you recite Surah Mulk, you say, go to sleep, Allahumma Bismika Mutuhayya, and then you wake up at 3 o'clock at night. Your sleep is also considered an ibadah. Because it was along with the Rasul, Sunnah of the Rasul. So I was saying, Malna Ashraf Ali Thanvi's Khalifa Malna Abrak Sahib used to say, this gathering is surrounded by angels. That's our Iman. They come, they pray for the believers. Someone thinks, I'm in the other flat. There's an audio system. I can perfectly hear every uttering of this speaker. So he doesn't come here. He listens from his own house. Because the sound goes very well. Maulana Abdul Sahib used to say, he is getting only the IT information. He is getting the information. He is beyond the circumference of the infirmity. That the angels are covering us, he is outside that covering. So he will get only the information content. What is said here, he listens to that. Maybe he earns something new, learns something new. But not the neki which is written down if he sits in the gathering here. Is it clear the point? He says, if somebody listens from his house, say maybe another house, another flat, maybe still further away, transmitted, he is not going to it. If the ladies are listening one after another, third, fourth room, they are also within this encirclement of the prophets. Because why they are sitting aside, that is an important formula for Muslims. قُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَفْصَارِهِمْ is the saying in the Holy Quran. Tell the believing man to keep down their gazes. Nazar niche rakho. What is the meaning? Don't look at la mahram girls. They are sitting there in parda. They are also in this enclosure created by the Farishta. So that is how to ask for it. Manavraksha would generally talk in the simplest manner like this. Then you say, let us discuss some simple Neki. What are the sunnah for entering the mosque? He says there are 5 sunnah for entering the mosque. Bismillah, wassalat wassalam ala rasulillah, Allahumma aftahali abwa wa rahmatik. Put the right foot inside the mosque and then make intention for itikaf. Just think in your mind you are intending to make the itikaf. If you want to utter, they are not forbidden, but they are not at all recommended. What utterances you may say, Wallah, I make niyyah to be in itikaf for the time I remain in this mosque. That is not necessary, but if you say it's not disallowed, you have not done something, sin. Itikaf. How many sunnah remains at the present day? Only 2. Say, Allahumma aftali abwa rahmatik, and put your right feet in. Actually, how many sunnah are there? 3 have vanished. What about them? Hasn't the Prophet given us good news that whoever makes alive a sunnah which has been made dead, he will get the sawaba, many sawaba. Making alive in a key means putting it in practice. He visited Bangladesh first time in 1981, last time in 2004. 24 years we have watched him in Bangladesh, in his hometown, Hardoi district, UP, in Makkah Sharif Madina Sharif. Everywhere his main discussion was, what are the most simple nekis, but very great neki honors. He would say, when you go up by stairs, say Allahu Akbar at every step. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When you go down the stairs, say Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. When you are moving on the plain surface, say La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. You have awakened yourself at about 3 o'clock. You are going to the bathroom for the zikr. La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. You reach the door of the bathroom for the zikr now. Maulana Muhammadullah Hafiz Ji Huzur, the first one who was the Bangladeshi Khalifa, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi, used to say, you are not an alim, I am an electrical engineer. I was an engineer in practice for 8 years. Then I joined Bangladesh Engineering University as an assistant professor. I joined in 1989 July, left Kuwait in 1995 June, 26 years. I joined as an assistant professor, came out as an assistant professor. No promotion for 26 years. Where is Mujibur Rahman? He is a professor. I am not even a professor. The next rank in university is associate professor. I was not an associate professor also. Third is assistant professor. I was an assistant professor. Fourth is lecturer. That's the hierarchy. I didn't get promotion. Alhamdulillah, I had the opportunity of being with these great ulama, bearing their shoes. So I declare myself as a shoe carrier of the ulama. I am not an alim, but I boast for having been a shoe carrier. What's the meaning of shoe carrier? Juta lene wale. Main kya hoon? Juta lene wale. Kin logo ki? Kis logo ki? Ulama ki. Maulana Abrarak sahab, Khalifa. I don't go that way. Maulana Abrarak sahab used to say, observe the sunnah. So when you reach the door of the bathroom, what do you say? Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubusi wal-khaba'is. No subhanallah when you enter the bathroom. Inside the bathroom, no zikr. Must keep your mouth closed. If necessary, hold it to tongues. Because you make a mistake. You make internal zikr. Not uttering, but thinking inside. Bathroom mein zikr karna mana hai. Andar ja ke kya karna? Soch sakte ho, kya Allah, what I was carrying in my stomach, what a thing you have taken out. It is giving me difficulty. And the dua for coming out is a very important one. Once the whole, when the Prophet used to come outside the bathroom, the dua was, Ghufranak, may Allah forgive us. Alhamdulillah, alladhi azhaba anni al-aza wa afani. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has removed the things which gave me so much of difficulty from inside the body. No other religion in the world prescribes the dua for entering into the toilet and coming out. Our Prophet has given us. So these simple items used to say, you are afraid about the big nikis. He used to say, many young men are full tahajjud guzars. Every night they say tahajjud prayers. And when it comes to keeping the bed, they are afraid. My lady in the house doesn't permit me. The lady in the house is the president of the house. वो सोचती है कि मैं मुल्ला बन चुका हूँ. मैं आशा वाली था मिस खलीफा बन आप लोग समझते से. Why go for quarrelling with her? Make her understand. Go slowly, slowly. Be a shameless person. What is the meaning of shameless? अपनी बीवी के सामने shameless हो जाओ. माना है कि रोजाना नरमी से बोलो, उठो, नमाज पढ़ो. Rasul has given good news for sprinkling water on the sleeping wife's face. The husband does it lovingly. Get up, get up. If she shows an odor, accept it. If she shows an odor, accept it. If the children show odor, accept it. Don't be angry, don't shout. You be shameless. Tell them repeatedly, utho, salat ke liye chalo, utho, raat ke tahajjud do chalo, rakat par lo. You be soft, never be angry with them. That is being shameless. These are all neki. So what is the neki? After coming inside from the toilet, gufranak, alhamdulillah, illazi azhaba anni l'aza wa afani. This gentleman would go further. You are over the cot. What would you do when you get down? Well, whichever is down, go with the, towards that with the left feet. So, khatiya se niche kon pair utroge? Left one. Kya kahoge? Subhanallah. Then on the floor, la ilaha illallah. When you enter the bathroom, stop. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal khaba'is. When you're coming up, gufranak, alhamdulillah, alladhi azhabani al-aza wa afani. Now again the back one. You are making zikr very intensely. Suddenly you met a person coming from the other side. What is to be done? Which brings more neki? Making zikr and not looking at anybody or to give assalamu alaikum. Which one earns more neki? How do you know this? Everyone of us are mufti sahab. Alhamdulillah. What should you do when you walk in the streets? Not looking at anyone. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Many persons are passing by, don't say assalamu alaikum. Which is more important, saying assalamu alaikum or making zikr? Assalamu alaikum. We all know this, we are muftis. What a teaching Islam gives, what a teaching our Prophet gave us. When in the road, assalamu alaikum is a much bigger neki honor. Thumma tuwaffa kullu nafsim ma kasabat. What it has earned, ma kasabat, what nafs has earned. Earnings are going according to the Prophet Sunnah, panido. I have a side effect disease. I suffer from Parkinson's disease, my hands, fibrillate. Doctor said, you take the medicine, stop. You stop the medicine, it will start lying to me, which means this has become a lifelong complaint. Now, side effect is, now I am getting much secretion of saliva, and sometimes getting hot, so I have to drink some water. But I also want to display the sunnah of our Prophet. Drinking water, how? One, sitting position. Two, right hand. Three, eating right hand. Three, saying Bismillah. Four, drinking in three sips. This is not done by us now. What is the manner of drinking in three sips? In the first sip, you drink only a little. Second sip, drink only a little. In the third sip, finish the whole glass if you wish. Bismillah. Next sunnah of saying Alhamdulillah. Another sunnah, eating, drinking, not closing the eyes. Drinking, not closing the eyes. Keep your eyes open. Maybe something has fallen on your glass. You can see it, take care of. Maulana Abrar Raksav, such a great personality, he constantly talked about wearing the sunnah. Regarding the salam, he used to say, we don't say salam correctly. We say salam alaikum. Is it salam alaikum or assalamu alaikum? If the imam, after the Isha prayers now, says, salam alaikum wa rahmatullah, salam alaikum wa rahmatullah, won't you catch him? Imam sahab, apne kaha salam alaikum. Is it salam alaikum or assalamu alaikum? All imams throughout the world give salam correctly. But we make the mistake when we do it in the streets, in the houses. We say salam alaikum. In Dhaka, the most modern area is Bari Dhara. In the great Uttara, Banani, Gulshan, Bari Dhara. When you go and visit these people there, hey, your uncle has come, give him salam. Salam alaikum, uncle, salam alaikum. As you being richer and richer, you don't distort the sunnah even if you obey them. He says, Assalamu alaikum, uncle, how are you? Assalamu alaikum. He says, Assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. Which one is correct? This great man, I have seen him talking on the same subject for 24 years. These are basic sunnah. Saying Subhanallah going down, saying Allahu Akbar going up, saying La ilaha illallah when you are moving on a plane, making the zikr at the proper moment. The zikr for bathroom is separate, the zikr for boarding a train, boarding a car is separate. So follow him. May Allah give us tawfiq. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك ربي اغفر وارحم اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك مجيب الدعوات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا فالله وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين ذلك بأن الله مولى الذين آمنوا وأن الكافرين لا مولى لهم ربنا إننا سمعنا منادي أن ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف اجعله لي إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرني منه ونسيه وعلمني وارزقني تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لي حجة يا رب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين برحمتك يا رب